Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Scorching temperatures in much of the U.S. have killed one person in California's Death Valley National Park. CBS's Carter Evans says that person was riding a motorcycle.
Got to imagine how hot it is out there for motorcyclists. They're wearing all this protective gear, right? So that is kind of keeping your body from breathing. And also, you're getting no relief from the heat. If it's 120 degrees in the air, it's really like driving through a blast furnace. So it's extremely dangerous to be on a motorcycle in this type of extreme heat.
Beryl is expected to become a hurricane when it hits South Texas overnight. Chris Fox reports.
Models showing Hurricane Beryl making landfall between Corpus Christi and Galveston Island somewhere around 2 a.m. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
This storm has already left 9 deaths in its path through the Caribbean. We don't want number 10 to be in Texas.
Over a dozen mandatory and voluntary evacuation orders issued in counties along the Texas Gulf Coast, all of which under hurricane warnings. Patrick calling for people to get out now.
We've looked at all of the roads leaving the coast and the maps are still green, so we don't see many people leaving. You don't want to be on the road tomorrow.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Biden is still trying to put his troubled debate performance in the rearview mirror. The latest from CBS's Christian Bielidis.
President Joe Biden sought to reassure Democratic voters about his ability to beat former President Donald Trump.
You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I, honest to God, have never more optimistic about America's future if we stick together.
Yet the party remains divided as a growing number of House Democrats are calling for Biden to step aside.
President Biden will host the leaders of NATO countries this week as part of an annual conference. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on CBS's Face the Nation.
We will celebrate the 75th anniversary of the most successful alliance in history. And I just met President Biden in the Oval Office a couple of weeks ago, and that was a good and productive meeting where we prepared all the important decisions we'll make here on defense, on support for Ukraine.
He says Kyiv needs more military assistance. The U.S. Military Central Command says that in the past 24 hours, its forces destroyed 2 Houthi drones in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. Partner forces destroyed 2 Houthi drones over the Gulf of Aden. Ringo Starr made his way to Beverly Hills, California on Sunday. The Beatles legend is celebrating his 84th birthday and spreading his annual message of peace and love. Several musicians attended. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Walkman, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Andy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. Radio. Getting things started today with a little funky jazz going on. You know, I'm just in that kind of mood. Rock and roll's giving me a headache. Country's making me lose my house, my dog, and my truck. I swear jazz is where it's at right now. Anyway, big show today on Indy 45. A lot of new music to get to. First of all, super excited for this. Rose Cora Perry, my good friend from London, Ontario, Canada, stops by today. There's a brand new single out. And by the way, I did not know this, but apparently she was playing up in Wisconsin not that long ago. Maybe like 2-3 weeks ago, I think. I'll get more info for you on that. But she said she loved the people of Wisconsin. Said they were like the nicest people in the world. Is that true, Wisconsin? Because I live in Niagara Falls, Canada, and they're all jerks here. So Rose Cora Perry coming up, some brand new music. My Son the Hurricane is a massive band from Southern Ontario, right here in Niagara. And they are playing right now in London, in the UK, and in Manchester. They're like a multi-horn, multi-drummer, brass, funk, dance, party band. And you're going to hear some My Son the Hurricane this hour on the Indy 45 show. What else do I have for you? The Cabaret Quicksand is coming up. My good friend, I got a lot of good friends, but Craig Rubery really is a good friend of mine. In fact, BS Live Rocks Records produced his very first record, which was Bobby Rock and myself. Well, we didn't really produce it. We like just kind of put it together and gave him a cool logo to use, if I can be honest with you. We did very little work in the production of the album. But anyway, it's a great album. He's got some new music. We're going to get to that. And my friends in Road Waves who are touring with, I don't know who they're touring with, but it's a pretty big band out in the U.S. right now. So all that coming up, Indy 45, in a jazz funk mood, Shane Christopher Neal. You can reach me, shaneradiozero@gmail.com. Let's get things started. Indy 45, Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media.
Not enough fun, not enough pro. Now we are building on back to
Right, turning on the light, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media. That is Tommy Solo, a.k.a. Tom Carrier, from London, Ontario, Canada. We are local music if you're living in Southern Ontario. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada, each and every Saturday night with some replays up there in Wisconsin. And I do hope you're enjoying the program. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Now, Craig Rubery has been in the Niagara music scene forever. He plays in a cover band called Jonesy. Jonesy plays pretty much every big festival and has for decades here in Southern Ontario. But Craig, like many musicians, likes to write his own songs, record music, put out some of his own tastes and flavors. And a few years back, he put out a great album called The Company You Keep. And Bobby R. Rock from BS Live Rocks, him and I had helped Craig put this album out under BS Live Rocks Records. It sold 5 million, no, it didn't, but it did very well. And Craig Rubery is such a super awesome dude. He's continuing to write new music, and I got a couple of songs from Craig, some brand new ones he just sent me. The band again called the Cabaret Quicksand. All These Moments follows this one. It's called Save Me Now, Cabaret Quicksand. It is Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Ah! you save me.
A double play from the Cabaret Quicksand. That one's called All These Moments, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. You can check out my website as well, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. And Road Waves are a massive band from Southern Ontario. They're rock, funk, soul, and groove from Niagara Falls. And actually, they are on tour right now. And if you're listening to this on July the 6th, they are playing tonight out in British Columbia. They've got other dates out in Nelson, BC, Edmonton, Alberta, where the Stanley Cup is not sitting right now. Also out in Saskatchewan. However, on July the 23rd, Wisconsin, they are playing in Chicago, Illinois. I don't know how far Chicago is from you. It's a long way from me in Niagara Falls, Canada. Although I want to say this as a caveat here, I've never been to Chicago. I am going to Chicago, Illinois this September. I'm super excited. They're playing Reggie's Music Joint, July 23rd in Chicago. Road Waves, a song called Small World, It's up after the Wheelers. Indy 45 Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media.
Internal heat, always keep burning. Infernal heat, always keep yearning. Extinguish me, let that go cooling. To feel the heat, always keep yearning. Once a week, please let return me. You crave so many.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indie 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Hey there, I'm country rock artist Susie Corey, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal on Indie 45.
Started out a young girl a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes. Get
you're made of.
Country artist, that is my friend Susie Corey. Pretty Little Things, Indie 45, Maxic Radio, right here on Civic Media. It is Shane Christopher Neal, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com, ShaneChristopherNeal.com as well if you want to check out my website. And I promise you some My Son the Hurricane, a song called Parade, is on the way. But right now, Rose Cora Perry and I met a number of years ago. She was doing a showcase at a place called Sessions on the River in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada. And blew my mind the talent she had, not only as a singer, as a songwriter, but as a killer guitar player. Like, you've got to check out some of her music. Rose Cora Perry and The Truth Untold is the name of her band. And we met a number of years ago. I hosted a few events with Rose Cora Perry down there. I've interviewed her a number of times for radio. She's been on BS Live Rocks, my TV show. And she's got some brand new music out called The Cure. Here's Rose Cora Perry talking about her latest single.
Rose Cora Perry here of Canadian rock band The Truth Untold. You are about to hear our brand new single, The Cure. I've been asked to give you a brief overview of what the song's all about. It comes down to three things. One, appearances can be deceiving. Two, ask questions. Three, and most importantly, think for yourself. We hope you dig it.
Turn the lights out.
No need to speak. No need for words. You don't need the noise. Know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder to tell me when there's rain. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes, no, I won't turn away. Turn away. I can see it in your smile. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can hide. Just know you're her.
All right, Marshall Dane, his father is a preacher. He is now very fluent in sign language. No need to speak. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. And speaking of Niagara Falls, Ontario, up next, a massive band that has come out of Southern Ontario. They are called My Son the Hurricane. Dano O'Shea is the brains behind it. He's also the drummer, and he's also a licensed mortician. That's weird. Anyway, My Son the Hurricane has been on a world tour. They are currently out in London in the UK, Manchester in the UK. They play such big festivals. They've got a huge sound. And if you want to check out the band, head over to their website, msthofficial.com, msthofficial.com. You'll see a ton of great photos. They truly are an epic party band. Parade, Mice on the Hurricane, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Local from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating me in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county. Everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots, getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. 'Cause that's just how we roll here at our favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime. Brace yourself.
Rob Fitzgerald, Bad and Boozy, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. And if you want to check out the video for Bad and Boozy, simply head over to my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. It's on the homepage there. And I had a ton of fun filming that with Rob and playing drums. And just a super guy. He's from Burlington, Ontario, Canada. And thanks to everyone who stopped by on the program, including Rose Cora Perry. Her brand new single is called The Cure, RoseCoraPerry.com. If you want to check out more on her band. And this past weekend, last weekend, I played a show with Suicide Star out at Taps in Niagara Falls. The Fill the Bus Day was it was an awesome day. We had like six bands come out and play. We had a ton of people out. It was for a great cause for Project Share. And thanks to Eric Martin. Thanks to Eric Arletti from Arletti Productions for putting it all on. Speaking of Suicide Star, we're going to wrap up today's show with 21 Guns. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. Cheers, my friend.
You're not the woman that you
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. But I...
Wow,
this, yeah, dude. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude. Knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi folks, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You gotta make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good
care. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.